Welcome to the Biz Times MKE podcast and another episode of the Weekly Debrief. I'm Arthur Thomas, Managing Editor at Biz Times Media, and I'm joined on the Weekly Debrief, as always, by Biz Times Editor Andrew Weiland. Andrew, how are you doing today?
Very good. You know, it's the end of another busy week. Festival season is beginning. Summer is clearly here. Baseball's in full swing. The baseball league I run is in full swing. And we brought on a new reporter this week, adding someone to our staff. So that's been exciting. So we've had plenty going on over here.
Absolutely. It's been great to welcome Hunter Turpin to our team. Hunter is a recent UW-Milwaukee graduate. He's going to be covering commercial real estate for us, and we are excited to have him. In fact, we're going to be talking about one of the stories he wrote this week here in a few minutes. Before we get to that, though, let's do our Insider Story Spotlight. That's a chance for us to highlight some of the stories that are available only to BizTimes Insiders. If you are already an insider, thank you very much. We really do appreciate that support. It helps make our work possible. If you're not an insider, please do consider subscribing. The equivalent of $9 a month will get you access to all of the stories on our website, biztimes.com, discounted admission to some of our events, as well as other insider benefits. Andrew, what is your insider story spotlight this week?
Big news out of Muskego. Yes, that's where I live. Inpro, a manufacturer, they make door and wall protection products, washroom systems, expansion joist systems. A lot of their products are used in nursing homes, hotels, things like that. They've been a really strong, growing company for some time. And now we found out and reported late this week that they're planning to expand their headquarters in Muskego. They are looking to add something like 200 jobs over the next 3 to 5 years. They're planning to build a new office building and another new building. So Impro, which has 670 employees right now, looking to add another 200 in the next few years. So they continue to be somewhat of an under the radar, but a really important company, not just in Muskego, but in the region. That's a lot of jobs they're creating.
Yeah, absolutely. When you get up in that, 500 plus job range, that's a big time employer. And we'll give you a pass for picking your insider story from your hometown. Not your hometown, but where you live now. We don't want to upset anyone in Pewaukee. So my insider story spotlight, going to focus on one written by our associate editor, Meredith Meyer. Meredith had a Q&A with the new CEO of Topper's Pizza, Adam Oldenburg. Topper's is based in Whitewater. It's a chain of pizza restaurants. And I think what's really interesting of this two things. One, Adam's taking over for Topper's founder, Scott Gittrich, who's stepping in the role of board chairman after 30 years leading this company. But I think it's really interesting. Adam started out his career as a delivery driver for Topper's while he was a student at UW-Whitewater. And, 17 years later is now leading the company. And a lot of interesting insights in this conversation, just in terms of leadership style, lessons he's taken from Scott, the company's founder, different things. Also got his go-to pizza order in there. So check that one out if you have a little bit of time. Definitely some insights for other business leaders there.
Yeah, I really hope people read that story. A lot of interesting stuff he had to say. So do give it a read.
Let's switch gears to our big story of the week. And as I mentioned, it's one written by our new commercial real estate reporter, Hunter Turpin. The city of Milwaukee is trying once again to find a development for the site at 401 West Wisconsin Avenue, generally known as 4th and Wisconsin. This is a site that is basically a parking lot right now, right next to the convention center, the Hilton Hotel, the former Bonton headquarters, which now will have a Kohl's store and be the headquarters for Fiserv. So lots of interesting stuff around it, and it's been a vacant site for a long time, since 1985, when the former Randolph Hotel was demolished And there's been various efforts over the years to redevelop it. There was a plan in 2007 that had a condo tower, a hotel, restaurants, retail, entertainment. There was another RFP by the city back in 2016 that to the hotel companies, Jackson Street Holdings and the Marcus Corporation, both pitched ideas for. Those didn't move, weren't picked. And obviously we've had the pandemic that kind of squashed any potential for development in a lot of ways. And now here we are, the city of Milwaukee issuing an RFP on a rolling basis. So they're going to kind of be looking for proposals on an ongoing fashion. The city said they won't offer tax incremental financing or other city financing for market rate housing or a hotel development on the site, but they might consider TIF funding for projects that attract or retain jobs or create affordable housing units. That's according to the RFP they issued. Things are a little different than last time the RFP was issued. Now there's plans for the Vell R. Phillips Plaza on the eastern portion of the northern portion of the site that'll have some green space. It'll have a food and beverage component, a couple of different elements there. So it's a little bit smaller site than it was previously, but still a, you know, a potentially very attractive development opportunity right in downtown Milwaukee.
Well, we would hope so. We surely would hope so. But the fact that this site, which is owned by the city, has been vacant for so long at such a prominent location has been a huge embarrassment to the city, quite honestly. You mentioned it being long known as the 4th and Wisconsin site. Of course, they changed the name of 4th Street to Vell R. Phillips Avenue. So now I guess it's the Vell R. Phillips and 4th site, and with the Vell R. Phillips Plaza being added to the northern portion of it. Eventually, the city hopes to have the streetcar running through that plaza. Bus rapid transit is going to have a stop at this site. You know, and hopefully the time is right for this site to finally attract a major development. And part of the reason it's stayed vacant for so long is the city is holding out for a major development at this key location on the downtown's Main Street. The convention center is being expanded massively. You mentioned Fiserv coming in. You mentioned the Kohl's store coming in. There's just been a lot of good things happening on the west side of downtown. Milwaukee Tool establishing an office there. The Bradley Symphony Center opening. The Deer District, of course. So there's been a lot of things that have been happening, creating a massive amount of positive momentum on the west side of downtown, really all around this site. The redevelopment of the Grand Avenue Shopping Center into the Avenue, which now has a food hall and has apartments and has office space that's filled up. There's so much positive momentum around there. Hopefully, finally, we're going to get a great development at a very important site in downtown Milwaukee that has been vacant for far, far, far too long.
So let's put your let's make you mayor for the day, DC Department of City Development head for the day. We'll give you the power over this RFP. What do you think? What do you want to see? What do you think is feasible? What should the city do on this site here? What's your number one option, you think?
Yeah, so I mean, I think we're going to, you know, it's a 1.3 acre site. Let's keep that in mind. It's a pretty good sized site. So I think it could accommodate a lot of different things. And a mixed use development is the best way to go about this. So I think you start thinking about hotel right away, right? Okay. I think there's, while the Hilton Milwaukee City Center Hotel is a huge hotel and is right there immediately to the west, there's long been talk of having a new large convention hotel in downtown Milwaukee to help attract more conventions. I mean, I think for years, the issues with attracting more conventions to Milwaukee, you heard two issues would come up. One is the convention center isn't big enough, and two is we need a new large convention hotel. We've had a lot of hotel development in downtown for several years. We haven't had one big brand new right next to the convention center, specifically for conventions hotel. And part of the reason that we haven't had that is hotel developers would say, well, we need the convention center to be expanded to support a big convention hotel. Well, now the convention center is being expanded. It's set to be completed next year, that you will double the size of the convention center. And it's going to not only attract more conventions and larger conventions, but the ability to have multiple conventions at one time, or conventions that kind of overlap, one being held while the last one is being torn down or the next one is being set up, something they couldn't do with the smaller facility that we've had for so long. So I think hotel is something that you're really going to have to look at. Well, I would be surprised if there isn't a hotel component to this. Interesting, the city is saying they would not provide TIF for a hotel development. Understandable, because there's been a lot of hotel development that the market has supported. But on the other hand, if you're going to get a huge hotel, if you really want to see a huge hotel project, it would probably seek TIF. So that requirement that the city is not going to support TIF for a hotel probably means you won't have a gigantic hotel proposed there. So that's one thing I think you're going to see and would make a lot of sense. A second thing I would bring up is entertainment related things. Like, you know, as you mentioned before, in 2007, there was a project that had condos and had a hotel, but it had a big entertainment component to it. Restaurants, retail. This is a bit of a risky deal, because these sort of entertainment based developments tend to kind of boom and bust. They tend to be hot when they open, but they don't sustain very well. So that's what makes it challenging. But, you know, I think having a development right across the street from the convention center behooves you to have something entertainment oriented that will appeal to people who are visiting the city for conventions. When they come out of the convention hall, what are they going to do? They're looking for something to do entertainment wise. And it would be great to satisfy that need at this site. You know, downtown Milwaukee, there's been talk for years about having a movie theater in downtown Milwaukee. It hasn't happened. It's been talked about at the Pabst Brewery Complex. It's been talked about in the Park East Corridor by the river. Marcus Corporation has talked about doing that one. Hasn't happened. Maybe this would be the site to do that. Maybe this would be the site to do a movie theater complex. What about other kind of fun entertainment-oriented things? How about a bowling alley? You know, nothing says Milwaukee more than a bowling alley. Wouldn't it be fun to have a downtown Milwaukee bowling alley right at this site? That, again, could be kind of a fun thing. I think tourists would like that. I think that would be pretty cool in that particular location. Looking at it from another perspective, however, away from the tourism angle, I think to really make this site work, the development needs to not only appeal to tourists that are people going to conventions, but also people who live in Milwaukee and live here day to day. This development, this site needs to serve them as well. So I think calling for an apartment development might seem boring when there's lots of apartment development already going on all over the downtown area and nearby. But I think it would be important to have an apartment component there. And I think there's an opportunity to serve. You mentioned Fiserv's headquarters coming in next door. And like I said before, you've got Milwaukee Tool now has an office nearby. And there's other offices nearby, like We Energies. There are opportunities to have more residential to serve those people working in the neighborhood. And then you could have some retail that's not necessarily tourism-oriented retail, but retail that serves people who have day-to-day needs. So I think somehow a really grand slam project would meet the needs of both visitors to Milwaukee and people who live in Milwaukee.
Yeah, probably just don't sell out one way or the other, right? Like, it's a prime spot. Don't go too vanilla, just housing, just apartments.
Yeah, that would seem like.
But also don't. I mean, you have other entertainment options not too far away, right? The Avenue is just down the road. The Iron District is proposed a little bit further away. Go north, you got the FPC Live music venue that's planned. You got the Deer District, all of that. So it's not like you need it to be some entertainment hub of the city. But yeah, I mean, having, you know, been at events at the convention center, you know, you walk out and there's not, especially later in, you know, there's not a ton to do right there, at least a few years ago. Adding the Avenue in is kind of changing a little bit, but balancing act here. What let's play the flip the coin the other way. What do you really, really not want to see at this site?
Right. Well, you were kind of getting to that with, you know, talking about the entertainment issue. I think for entertainment to work, it needs to be something downtown. Mostly, I mean, you can have some restaurants and stuff, bars and restaurants sprinkled in, but I think mostly an entertainment component needs to be something that we don't have right now, like a movie theater. What we don't need is something like another concert venue. We have lots of concert venues, and of course, with FPC Live's project, it's been delayed, but let's assume that moves forward. I think it's a safe bet considering Live Nation is ultimately behind it. You know, the city has ample live music venues and we don't need another one there. So I think that would probably not be a good idea there. Office space is an interesting situation. I mean, if you had a tenant coming in there as an office tenant, then sure, go for it. And the city has indicated it would provide TIF to bring jobs in. But speculative office development probably is an obvious bad idea. The office market is challenged right now. The work from home hybrid work trend has put a lot of pressure on the office market. We have certainly seen some companies moving downtown or moving their offices. So there's still a need for office space, but we're also seeing, you're looking at the 100 East building being converted to residential. So you're going to lose a lot of office space there. So I think the office market is challenged right now and you kind of got to see how that plays out. So spec office seems highly unlikely. And I would not think that would be a good idea there. But if you had an office tenant that wanted to be there, that would be a different story.
Yeah. If you had a tenant, you know, especially if it was one that was going to bring a lot of jobs, great.
Right.
I don't think there are many of those out there right now. Especially those that are looking to take up enough office that would justify using up, you know, most of a city block.
Right. It would have to be a piece of a larger mixed use development. It wouldn't likely carry the whole thing.
Yeah. Timeline here. We mentioned a rolling RFP, which is, you know, less than exciting because it'll just kind of be on an ongoing basis until they get something they want to, you know, go with. What are you thinking here in terms of timeline and something happening? What are the prospects here?
I don't know. And of course, you know, we're in a situation with the macro economy, with a lot of people worried about the economy slipping into a recession. We've had rising interest rates that make any development more expensive and harder to do. Inflation, meaning rising construction costs, also making new development harder to do. Although we are seeing a lot of new development in the downtown area still, but how much more will we see? Is that going to slow down? Those are factors that could make a new project very challenging. And with recession fears still hanging in the air, that makes a lot of development developers cautious. At the same time, though, despite the challenges the city is facing with crime and everything, this particular part of the city, the west side of downtown, has a lot of momentum, a lot of positive momentum, as we mentioned before. You just took it off the Deer District. We'll see if the Iron District gets going. But the convention center expansion is wrapping up next year. You have the Bradley Symphony Center that's open. You have everything that's happened at the Avenue. That is a lot of positive momentum over on that side of downtown. So the timing really seems to be right for this. So you would hope that there would be enthusiastic developers coming forward in short order, and hopefully this moves forward fairly quickly. We have waited since the mid-80s to see something built on this site on Main Street, downtown Milwaukee. And it's long past time for it to happen, so hopefully it happens fairly expeditiously.
Yeah, we're coming up on 40 years then since the Randolph Hotel was demolished. That's 1985. So, been a long time coming. You have to think someone does something before then, but we'll have to wait and see. And until we hear more, that'll do it for this week on the Biz Times MK podcast and the weekly debrief. Thanks for joining me as always, Andrew.
Absolutely.
This is Dan Meyer with Biz Times Media. You've been listening to the Biz Times MKE podcast. For more business news and insights, be sure to go to biztimes.com and subscribe to any of our daily e-newsletters and our magazine, Biz Times Milwaukee.